The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker. I'm in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
A lot of people say Devaney.
It's Devaney.
It's Devaney. Yes.
That's my grandfather knew how to say his name. So people say it's spelled Devaney. I said, no, it's Devaney.
Devaney. Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying. We're here for the second week in a row with Bob Mendola, Mendola and Associates Professional Surveyors. How are you?
Thank you, Jackie. Good morning to you and Pat.
We're excited for our program today. We're going to talk about land surveys.
Sounds good to me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And while you're at jruddy.com, you can click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. We have a webcam on top of the building looking at the corners. We get 500 hits. We get 500 hits a day. I look at the totals at the end of the month and I'm astonished. So
who has the time?
I don't know. People do.
And what are they looking at? I don't know. I don't get it, but whatever. Okay, that's great. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, JRUDDY.com. Look us up on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook.
I know a guy who looks at the cam, my friend Bobby in Brooklyn. He looks at the cam all the time. I was walking over to Caramia's one day and my phone rings. He goes, oh, going to get lunch? I said, where are you? He goes, I'm in Brooklyn. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And there's people that do call us from time to time that grew up in our area, miss our area, but don't visit us much. And they found the webcam and they look at it just to see. And it's a good thing, a reminder. They reminisce and think about the good old days when they lived here. So it serves a purpose. But yes, all these other people, I don't know where they're coming from.
I don't know
and what the interest is, but that's great. Okay. So Bob Mendola, owner of Mendola and Associates Professional Surveyors. How long have you been surveying property, please?
We have been doing it since 1977, so we're looking at 41 years.
Oh my God.
And you provide all types of surveys. Last week, we talked about elevation certificates and floodplain surveys, and we had a great discussion. So today, I thought we'd talk about general surveys. And so you actually, well-known name in the Dunmore-Lackawanna County area, but you go all around the Northeast. You serve Pennsylvania as well as New Jersey and New York. Impressive.
Oh, thank you. That is correct. Thank you.
So you have a lot of family involved in the business as well. And one of your sons is actually an engineer.
That is correct.
All right. Good. So some areas, some states, neighboring states, you do have to have a survey, provide a survey when you purchase real estate. Pennsylvania is not that way. But, you know, a lot of times we're looking at properties, we're listing them, we're selling them, and people are buying them, and we have no idea where the boundaries are. We can guess from the tree, from the shrub, from the wall, from the fence.
From the fence.
Sure.
Yeah, we can. We can, but oftentimes where those things are really not on the property, and only a survey would determine whose property it is.
That is correct, Jackie.
So I'm sure you have a very interesting career and you see a lot of different things along the way. Who's having surveys done these days?
Basically, people will call our office, like you mentioned earlier, in some of the transactions of property, real estate, there's some requirements that do require surveys in a closing, and one of the states is New Jersey. That's a state law. And you're right, it's not here in Pennsylvania at all. But who knows, maybe it may come down the pike sometime. We don't know that. But anyway, people will come to us, and if they, for example, if they do buy a new property, and like you had said earlier, it goes to here, a wall, a fence, a tree. But people want to sort of get a more descriptive, clearer picture of what they own. They'll call us as a new purchaser of land and ask for a survey. I'll just get into some basic on this program with you. Other types of requests for surveys would be people are going to put a fence up. They're putting a pool in the backyard. They want to fence it in. They may be putting a building addition on to their existing house, and they want to comply with the setbacks in that area for that zone that they're located in. And in some other cases, you get people that just don't get along with their neighbor, and one is telling the other, I own here, I cut my grass here, or I'm going to put a fence up over here, and they think they know where their property is. So sometimes disputes will definitely generate a request for a survey.
And business for you, because if it's not required per the real estate transaction, I just wondered, are you busy? Because I think you are.
Thank God we're very busy. Of course, doing it for over 40 years, and repeat business has been very, very good to us. And of course, being in the business that long, people have, thank God, some name recognition. And of course, now we're doing work in the other two states, New Jersey and New York. So
you're hopping.
We've been very, very lucky and very blessed.
Oftentimes, people think that they do not require a survey because they have a property description in the deed.
Correct.
Which is a legal instrument. So you should be able to go by the deed. And it spells out exactly the width, the length, the here, the there, the streets, and so on and so forth. And so a lot of times people believe that they don't require a survey to know exactly where. But when you're looking at a deed and it says 50 by 150, you don't know where the start and the end is.
Well, that's a very valid point, Jackie. And it's deceiving to the layperson, one that's not versed in surveying or engineering or property transactions. You can't determine very definitively where the deed calls out what they call meets and bounds, certain bearing, a certain distance. And to apply that information, as we call it, out in the field, meaning out in the real area of land that you're describing, it could be some changes or some misconceptions of where you own the land.
Or people may want a certain 50 feet.
Yeah.
And they make it that certain 50 feet.
They do.
That's you know, true. When the property next door goes vacant and they say nobody will know if I that's just move very, this wall great. Over 2 feet.
That's correct.
This is the 50 feet I want. This is the beginning. This is the end. So I'm sure that you've come across some discrepancies.
Very well. And I always call it human nature because we become defensive or protective of what we think we own. And then when there's some latitude of anyone around you that they don't use the property or it's been vacant for years. And it's a tendency for everyone to say, oh, I think I own a little bit further here.
Mm-hmm.
Or I cut my grass a little bit further over here. And when somebody moves in, it could create a different perception.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we were talking about this on the break. We had you did a survey on our property about 10 years ago.
That's correct.
And you put the pins in the ground, and the pins for the first year, they're very visible.
That's right.
I mean, and they're spray painted orange. They have these lovely little ribbons on them.
Right.
They go down about a foot and a half. So what I did, because I know pins have a tendency to go missing or
correct.
To magically move themselves now and then.
Yep.
What I did was I took a grinder and I cut a groove in the concrete in the sidewalk. So there's absolutely no
mistaken
question, yeah, right? You can't say all of a sudden this is mine and that's mine. So I actually have a point of beginning.
That's a smart move, Pat. And if more people would protect their survey marks, and I know it's easier said than done, you wouldn't be arguing with the neighbor much, or you wouldn't be running back and rehiring me or another surveyor to put the pins back in place.
Yeah, then you got to pay to come back out and do it again, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, the paint fades and the ribbons, they fall off.
They fall off. They get hit with the weed whacker or the lawnmower and they're gone.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they're overgrown. So you don't know where they are, but it's good to do that extra little mark, right?
Yep.
Well, what happens when you have two surveyors that come up with two different surveys? Does that happen?
That happens from time to time, based on the fact that we have a control method of setting up a survey, we as surveyors. And our approach to, let's say, a survey in a given city block, you may have 10 or 15 properties on that block, and you usually work your control to do the survey from intersection of a street to the next intersection of a street. And then you try to compile and divvy up all the deeded properties for that area.
So what is that called? A point of beginning?
That's the point of beginning.
So you gotta, if your point of beginning is off just a little bit, everything else is off a little bit.
You hit it right on the nail. You are absolutely right. And therein lies the rub where
right.
If one surveyor comes from this side of the block and another surveyor comes from the other side, and there's might be an overage or less land in a block than by deed, you're going to have some variations, or in some cases you'll have encroachment where they overlap. And in some cases, if there's more land in the block than what's deeded, they call it excess. Our terminology is a gore of land, meaning it's extra land. And it's you have to be very careful how you treat these things.
So how far does this actually go? Did you ever have to defend your work?
Well, we always try to do our job the best way we can, covering all these variables that you may find on a block. And we try to come up with the best solution based on how everybody's occupying their properties in that block. And you do the best that you can, but there's times where you make a judgment and then what other circumstances prevail, someone else might treat that a little differently.
So let's talk about how the survey is done. You're from start to finish. You go out and you do what?
Okay. People call us, and the first thing I try to get across to what's involved in the survey is they call. Of course, they're calling to see if you can survey their land and, of course, how much it costs.
That's the first question.
Yeah. And what we do as a package for the last 40 years, we give everyone the same package approach to the survey based on a three-step process. And we tell everybody the same thing. The first step is we go do the research, which means you either go to the courthouse or go online or a combination of to get, you know, the deed of the property you're surveying. And as a safety thing, we try to get all the adjoining deeds so we make sure everything fits together. So the first step is called research. Second step, once that's done, the second step is our field work, where we go out in the field, out to the property, and we do our measurements up and down the block, like I said earlier, and come up with a solution for that survey. Once that's obtained, we can now set the marks based on our control, based on our solution of what we come up with, the approach of doing the job as correctly and accurately as we can. And then the third step, we give a survey map down, not the same day, of course, but maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks following, I give a survey map showing all this work, and on that map I put my seal, an embossed seal, and I sign it. So that's a professionally done survey for my client.
Okay. With us today is Bob Mendola, owner of Mendola and Associates Professional Surveyors. We're headed towards a break, but before we go, would you please provide me with your contact information?
Sure, Jackie. Thank you. They can reach us on phone 570-346-8249 or online, and just look up surveyors or land surveyors, and we usually are listed 1, 2, or 3 on that venue. And also, you can go and look at our company. Our website is MendolaSurveys.com to see who we are, what we've done over the years, and what kind of work we've done for people. And then our email address is Matt, that's my son, Matt@MendolaSurveys.com.
Thank you, Bob. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a split-level home, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 705 Hollenbeck Street in Moosic for $168,000. This home has vaulted ceilings. It's got a huge family room, a brick fireplace, a built-in one-car garage with a large concrete driveway, and a large backyard. There's also hardwood floors in the bedrooms. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath split-level home with a garage at 705 Hollenbeck Street in Moosic for $168,000. And that's listed by Karen Kashuba of our office.
We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back.
I have more questions.
We're with Bob Mendola, owner of Mendola and Associate Professional Surveyors. How are you?
Thank you, Jackie. How are you? How are you, Pat?
Very good.
We're very good. We have you for the second week in a row. We're talking about surveys today, and Pat has been just waiting,
dying
to ask this question. Go ahead.
Have your pins ever gotten legs and gotten up and moved to a different place?
Oh, yes, that's
Describe happened. Your pins. What are your pins? You put in pins.
We place what we call a standard surveyor pin, which is 18 inches in length. And it's a 5/8 diameter reinforcement bar, called rebars. And you put those in the ground. And once they're set, you know, 1.5 feet in the ground at that diameter, they're pretty strong.
They shouldn't go anywhere.
There's no strong wind that can pick them up.
Or a lawnmower that's going to knock it over.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. Okay.
But what happens when these things mysteriously move in the night?
Well, normally in things like, and it's happened occasionally, it really has over the years especially, people will call you back and say that either they can't find the mark or it doesn't seem like it's in the right place. And there's been occasion, but you can't always prove it, but either somebody tampered with it or somebody didn't like the position of where I surveyed it.
That's probably more likely.
And they moved it where they thought it would look better for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's human nature again, and things happen. And the people have to call you back, and you can't accept anything on a survey that's been touched, you have to redo it to make sure everything is done from the original way we set it up.
Now, what about in the Poconos? What's happened up there?
We've done a lot of work in the Poconos over the years, and in this case, in these cases, they're usually for new construction, new homes. And I, at one time in the late 80s and the early 90s, we did a lot of survey work for different builders. We were very blessed to have that work. And you would find from time to time where there's jealousies of one company to another, maybe, or jealousies of neighbors. And whatever survey you would do, and in the cases of a new lot survey where you're going to build a house, you would also put guard stakes, what we call a witness stake. It's a wood stake next to the pin that we set that has the lot number and the section number you're in, so that when the builders come back, they know where to put the house.
And?
Well, I've had some strange cases where they took out my wooden stakes for that particular lot we surveyed and put them on the next door lot, making it look like that's the lot you're going to build on. That's a little strong. That's a little bit, I'll call it fraudulent. It's happened to me a couple of times over the last 40 years. Thank God, only a couple of times. But these things can happen.
And what happened? A guy called you back?
Well, the builders called back, and they started to put the footing for the new house.
They started to dig.
They actually had the footing set.
Oh my goodness! God.
And then somebody somehow realized it wasn't the right lot that was surveyed, and they called me out to make sure that everything that I did was still there, and were they the right wooden markers for each pin that I set, and I found out they weren't.
So what's worse than a pin disappearing is pin moving.
That's much worse. That's misleading where you're gonna lead someone to put the house on the wrong lot.
Oh, dear. So you recently received a call from someone you did a survey for, and so she confronted her neighbor, who she thought might have been the one that took her pins, and the response from the neighbor was?
He told her that the pins just popped out of the ground. I don't know how an 18-inch long, 5/8-inch diameter metal pin just pops out of the ground. That doesn't happen.
No, it's when you put a crowbar and you pull it out of the ground. That's how it pops out.
At least you're right.
Okay. All right. So you see all different types of situations, which makes your life and your work very interesting. So if there's a survey that was completed 30, 40, 50 years ago, is there any reason to update it?
The only reason to update is for the fact that being that the survey was done so far long ago, and now if you want to do something with that lot based on those marks, like putting a fence up or building a house or maybe putting an addition on an existing house, or you put a pool in the back and you want to fence it in, you may want to verify those positions and make sure you're in good shape.
Okay. Are you treated like the enemy when you go do a survey?
I do draw a lot of attention in a neighborhood when I...
You have a lot of instruments. You're sometimes in the middle of the street. I know
exactly
that.
Right, Jackie. As soon as I set that tripod up with our, we call it EDM, it's the measuring.
You have a crowd that surrounds you.
People want to know what you're doing and why you're doing it and... What is
tell
it?
Me with the FBI next time.
Yeah, I get one of those FBI vests.
Yeah, maybe that'll help me.
Bulletproof.
Yeah, right. But no, from time to time you get a stir in the neighborhood. But once you tell them what you're doing and why you're doing it, they calm down.
I was working in a garage behind the office one time. You remember this well. And I was sitting in there, and there was a woman who lived behind it, and she came over and she put her hands on her hips and she said, "You know, this garage is on my property." I looked at her and I says, "I've been paying rent to the wrong person all these years." And I slammed the door, and the next day, who was there?
Me.
And what did she? She didn't like the results, did she?
Well, once we finished the survey and I spoke to her in your behalf, And then she was mad at me.
Yeah. Now she's at least she's not mad at me anymore.
Right. So now you're
we never heard from her again.
Well, I think
I think you did a good job.
You did.
There.
It was good. Thank you.
I think she realized that it worked out.
Really, it's not her garage.
Correct.
Well, oftentimes a house when you're on a block and you're in a neighborhood and you look at the house, it's facing the road perfectly. It's not at a slant. But oftentimes, the lot that it's on, we think, you know, in terms of straight lines, at least I do, but sometimes the land is, the property boundaries, is that a slant?
Well, then that's a very interesting point, because in time, as blocks were developed with the properties and building new homes, a lot of times the homes, even if the lots were square to the street, and if you were to put the house just slightly rotated, as we call it, on a square from the block, and then you have all these houses to follow suit as they build them the following years to come, and then you have all these houses in place on these lots, and you look at it, it's almost like an optical
illusion
that, wait a minute, everything's tapering, everything's at an angle. It's not the lot that's at an angle. It's the houses that were put on the lot. And that gives you a...
Now, fences are in the wrong place.
And then there, the fences can be placed in the wrong areas based on squareness. And then when you put your transit up and turn your angles, you'll find out that there's some discrepancies.
Sometimes you have a deed and it tells you where the boundaries are to the stone wall.
Oh, I have one of them. I don't know where the stone wall is.
We can't find the stone wall.
Well, in those cases, the only way to prove where it once was based on the entire, what we call meets and bounds of a deed. You got to take all the sides to the property with its various bearings and distances and mathematically make this work in the field with what's ever there, any other known marks or found pins that we might find with our detection equipment, so that when you retrace that survey, that's the only accurate way of finding out where that wall was.
There's a lot to what you do. There's a ton of research, work, mathematics. You have to have interesting gadgets that you know how to use, technology.
All that plays a role. You're right, Jackie, but here's the toughest factor to deal with when you go out in a survey on a given block and people have been there for, let's say, 20, 30, 40 years. Over time, people have lived with misconceptions or misperceptions of where they thought their boundary is or was. When you come out technically and update that area and do a current survey, you're bringing all the things out of the woodwork that people didn't really visualize or realize was such. And then anything different than what they had thought was over the years creates a stir.
That's why I asked if you're the bad guy, but you're actually a very good guy. You know what you're doing. You've been doing it 41 years. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can call me on the telephone by 570-346-8249, or you could go online, look up Land Surveyors or Google, and look for land surveyors or surveyors, or you could try to get us on, look at our site on the our website, which is mendolasurveys.com. And last but not least, you could email at matt@mendolasurveys.com.
Thank you. Bob Mendola from Mendola & Associates. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a lovely 5-bedroom home at 115 Harper Street in Dunmore for $125,000. This home is larger than it looks, with a large bedroom on the third floor. This beauty has hardwood floors from top to bottom and a lot of original woodwork. The kitchen has been updated with granite countertops and custom cabinets. There is also a lovely sunroom to enjoy the sunshine. This would be a really nice place to call home. This is a lovely home. That's a 5-bedroom home with hardwood floors at 115 Harper Street in Dunmore for $125,000. And that's listed by Phoebe Keating of our office.
Well, it's very affordable. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and our guests, Bob Mendola and Pat Devaney, and all those fathers tuning in today.